From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Saturday, George Zimmerman was acquitted in the murder of Florida teenager Trayvon Martin. Rallies and protests over Zimmerman's acquittal took place in Seattle and across the nation. At this hour, a prayer vigil for Trayvon Martin is scheduled at the Greater Mount Baker Missionary Baptist Church. KUOW's Liz Jones is at the prayer vigil, and she attended a press conference at the church beforehand. Liz, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ross.
What's the message you heard at the press conference?
Well, the press conference is actually still going on. The main message is the United Black Christian Clergy has outlined six policy statements that they are calling on state and local leaders to listen to and address, going from asking the Justice Department to investigate the civil rights violations made against Trayvon Martin, and then asking state and local public officials to join in that call. They're also asking state lawmakers to look at Washington's position on stand your ground laws. Washington doesn't have a similar law to what Florida had in the trial with Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. It's a little bit different, so they're asking lawmakers to look at that law and consider revisions to that law, and also asking the state and the city to join in an economic boycott of the state of Florida.
How do participants see the Trayvon Martin case as being connected to us all the way across the country here in Seattle, Liz?
Well, here today we see a panel of about 10 clergy leaders, religious leaders here in the Seattle area who grew up here, who say this is not new. Generations have dealt with this kind of profiling, racism. They say they have the PhDs in racism here. If you've never sat in the back of the bus, you don't know what it is. So they see similar kinds of cases here, similar kinds of complaints, and young Black men being profiled, and they want to see some ways to address that and some ways to change that.
Liz Jones, thanks very much.
Thank you, Ross.